It's Monday, the 30th of March, 8 a.m. and it's snowing. It's snowing. Crazy, man, crazy. It's quite heavy too. Not sure it'll last, but that's crazy. I've got my big jacket on, my gloves, and my furry winter hat on to keep the snow off me. It's getting heavier again. It's been kind of fluctuating. I thought it was getting lighter there, but it's just getting heavier again, straight into my tea. Wacky weather. Just nature letting us know that we're not clear yet. I have to admit, though, it was a bit of a surprise this morning to see that outside. Yeah, it's definitely getting quite heavy now. Ah, and there's a fairly strong breeze behind. No matter. I was sleeping well until 4 a.m. this morning. I was struggling to stay in bed because I knew what possible consequences there would be if I got up to go to the toilet. I eventually gave in, got up, come back to bed, bang. The mind kicked into play and wouldn't rest. I don't know how long I lay there. Tried one position, another position. Ah, Lord. Then I was blaming myself for getting up. Then I was blaming myself for drinking another half cup of tea at 8 p.m. Ah, dear. So I'm feeling not well rested this morning. Well, I don't feel bad in particular. I mean, I don't feel shattered or anything. I just feel robbed of 2 hours sleep, probably. It doesn't help. It just makes you more tired as the day goes on. Apart from that, I suppose I'm feeling okay. There's not a lot happening in the garden this morning, strangely. There was loads of activity not that long ago. Can't see them all being frightened if a wee drop snow. My head seems empty this morning. It's one of those dull mornings. just like the house, the stove is not lit this morning. Well, that's probably what's happening with my head. The fire isn't kindled yet. And I'm not so sure, even when it's fired up, I mean, yes, I wouldn't exactly call it fired up. I often think back to the days when I was very alert and on the ball, capable of complex thought. Yes, and even multitasking, that thing. I just used the word thing. I can't think of the other word. Forgive me, Bernie. That ability to multitask to us males are partly not capable of doing. But when I was in my element, if you like, in my trade, dealing with complex programming, I often think back to when all that was going on. My mind was sharp. And when any opportunity came up to do my, I can't use this word thing again, so to do what I did well, I grasped it, I welcomed it. I never avoided the chance to work with technology. Our machine broken down because of the PLC had a wee gremlin inside. I never, ever shunned away. In fact, it was just something that was in my blood. I wanted to get there, and get into the guts, into the brains. And that's apart from doing all the other stuff I had to do. I often think how sharp I was, or how sharp my mind was, at least. It all comes from the mind, doesn't it? Kind of stuff. And I wonder if it's because of the passing years away from those brain taxing days that's caused my mind to become sluggish and lazy. If I'd still been working in that field, being taxed on an almost daily basis, I wonder if I wouldn't have been in a lot sharper man today. I miss those days. I miss the trials. But hey, that's life. C'est la vie. I think that's all the French I know. Well, I do know c'est la guerre, but that's about it. C'est la guerre. Yes. do believe that retiring from a testing, if you like, profession is not necessarily a good thing. What do you think, Mrs. Blackbird? Would you like to give your opinion? Snow's gone off, sun's come out. And Mrs. Blackbird's just shut off to repel another intruder.